Governor Deal was clearly delighted by the chance to mark the official end of the tolls on 400, a campaign promise he made back in 2010, telling the crowd you could say the public had put in its 2 cents worth.
Today, we're going to let them keep their 50 cents from this point forward.
When the tolls began in 1993, they were scheduled to last only 20 years, but the bond stretched out to 2017. Deal made it a priority to get them paid off just a few months after the 20th anniversary.
We have saved about $1.3 million in interest, and the Georgia 400 commuters will save around $70 million for not having to pay those tolls for the next 3.5 years.
A couple from Sandy Springs, Linda and Michael Weinroth, paid the first 50 cents in August 1993, and today they paid the last 50 cents. Linda Weinroth says she actually has mixed feelings about the toll booths coming down.
It's our claim to fame. What can I say? I don't know. I'm going to have to let you know after I drive on it a few times without paying the toll, and I might say it's better than I ever thought it would be.
Transportation officials estimate the traffic on Georgia 400 will increase between 10 and 18% now that it's a toll-free road. Those new drivers and longtime commuters can expect delays for the next few months while crews work to dismantle the toll plaza. Meanwhile, plans are underway to put up new tolls on Interstate 75 south of Atlanta. If you have a Peach Pass, you'll be able to use it for those new tolls or for the variable hot toll lanes currently on I-85, or you can close out your account and get your money back. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.